very good afternoon, Andre. I thought we could maybe start with just an update on some team news, first of all. Jonathan Haag, Rodinho Bolka, Danny Ward, if you could give us an update on their progress, please, and whether they'll be available for Saturday.
Yeah, I made some preparations here, so I can give you hopefully a few good answers. So Rodinho Bolka has a muscle injury and he is out maybe for the next weeks. Yeah, we have to wait the first steps, but yeah, it's not possible for him to play. Jonathan Haag has a shoulder injury, and now we're looking for a specialist to make some more tests. He is not available for Saturday. The same with Tom Lees. Now he trained today on the pitch with the physios, but he's no option for Saturday. Danny Ward didn't train for over 1 week, but now today he started to train with the team, and so maybe it's possible to have him on the bench for Saturday. And last but not least, Yuta Nakayama. I don't want to forget, he's out for the season, but we know this. And last but not least, it's Jack Rodoni. Little bit surprise for me. We experienced yesterday that he felt not so good the last 10-12 days, but he played the last two games nearly over the whole time. But now, yeah, it's not he feels not better, so he decided that it's better to take a break, so he's not available on Saturday.
Okay, is that an injury or illness that you're
talking about? Yeah, it's a little injury, and he played the last two games, and he spoke to the physiotherapist, and it was okay, and he took the decision to play the last two games, and now it's not possible because he felt worse, so he's not available, and due to the many injuries related absences of experience or important players, it's good to have some new solutions. We have to look for new solutions, good challenges for the coaching staff. But we saw it in the training session. We have high motivated players on the training pitch, and we have a good situation with the forwards. You can see that all the players want to stand on the pitch on Saturday. So there's a lot of competition in the training.
Just quickly on Rodoni, do you know the nature of the injury that he's picked up?
No, for 10 or 12 days, there was just a little move, but he trained all the sessions and he played all the sessions, all the games. So now it's getting worse, and he stopped, and it's okay. We find a new solution, and we have some players more now in a good form, and like Reese or Bojan Radulovic, and it's good to see that we have options to have very good 11 players on the pitch.
You mentioned the forwards. It was clear just with the emotion in his celebration just how much Bojan Radulovic, how much that goal meant to him against Stoke. What do you think he can bring as a striker with his finishing instinct for these remaining games of the season?
Yeah, it was the first step, but it was really good to see that he deserved his performances in the training session, and now with a goal in Stoke. To be honest, you can see a totally different player now on the training pitch, and you could see it after the goal. He was so happy, and maybe now he's free of all. And he scored the goal, but he also played really well. He secured the ball. He was the target player for play set play, and he was also good in position, and he created some more chances. Yeah, it was really good to see, and we need players like him, but also like Reese, like Delano, like Josh, we have some good options, and we need options until the rest of the season to always bring the best players on the pitch. But then, as a substitution, the same quality, and this is really important for me as a head coach.
Rhys Healy, you mentioned there as well, again, equally important after a long spell out that he got a goal recently too. Is he in a position yet that he could maybe start a game for you, or does he still need to get some more training, some more minutes before he's ready for that?
I don't speak normally too much about the lineup, but now he trained for maybe 10 days with the team, and he had, with the first substitution, directly his first goal, and then he did it well in Stoke. But you can see that he's ready maybe for 30 minutes, but not more. And so he accepts his position as a substitute when the game is open, and maybe the opponents are also tired. Then it's much easier for him to come on the pitch, and it's absolutely normal after such a long time with the injury, and to be honest, he's a good striker, and we all wish us that he could play as a starter, but for this moment, it's not possible because it's also not intelligent. And then he comes in maybe at halftime, maybe 30 minutes before the end, and then we get really, really new pressure on the opposition. And for this task, he is ready and prepared, and for especially positive.
How do you go about deciding which of your striking options to go with? How much is it down to their state of mind, their confidence? How much is it down to the opposition that you know you're going to be facing? I'm just interested on your thought process as to how you make those decisions.
Thank you very much. You gave me the answer. It was totally right what you said. Things like the solution against the opposition, confidence, performance in training sessions, also very important for me. When you train with 50%, you never can play with 100% on match day. So this is one of my principles as a head coach. It needs high performance in the training session to show the best performance on match day. And it's normally easy to understand for the players. So this is also a reason why we have a good quality in the training and high intensity, because all the players, especially the strikers, they want to stand on the pitch. And then we have to take the right decision for the lineup.
We talked to Lee Nichols, and he was talking about, for these final six games, the importance of everyone sticking together, the players, the coach, all your staff, everybody at the club, if you are going to ultimately survive in the Championship. As head coach, how do you kind of help that and make sure that everybody is a united front and everyone is pulling together when there is so much pressure on every game?
I think that I've gone this way the last few weeks as a head coach. I always speak about the importance to stay together as a team, and our fans will be very important on the Saturday, because it won't be easy, but I'm sure that that with the support of the fans, we can finally get a win. And this is really important for the players, because yes, we have six games to play, and we need points. This is for sure, but it's more easier when we have the support of our fans behind us, and with the team and with the staff. It's always a question of communication for me. I think I'm an open guy, and I speak to the players on the pitch, in my office. I try to give them a good feeling for the match. I take the pressure on my shoulders. And the responsibility, I want that they can play free, but at the end, the players, they decide for themselves, and for that you have different characters, and you cannot see everything in their heads. So we have to take the right decisions in observing and to find the right players.
Can it be small things that you can do as well, like, you know, team meals, everybody eats together, you know, making sure that people are not pointing fingers, there's no kind of blame culture, if you like. Can things like that help when the chips are down to make sure everybody's together?
Yeah, okay. When we speak about these things, there are a lot, but I'm not used to speak about, because it's absolutely normal for me to eat together, to laugh together, to spend time together. This is one thing, but we also know about the generation in 2024. It's not like in 1990. Where we have drunk beer after the training session and celebrated all together after wins. It's another generation, and we have to accept. But it's always important to have a good communication, and the players they has to know what they have to do on the pitch, and then you have to ask them sometimes about the private life, if everything is okay. And I don't think it's a generation to make special events to stay together. You have to live that, and you have to understand the situation now. And I'm sure that the players understand that there is a lot of pressure also on town, and maybe on the players, but it's because it's never good to get relegated, to relegate, because it stands in your vita?
CB.
Yeah. And they have to give their best and not to hope that they are free in summer.
And do you see that the players are keeping that confidence level? Because there is so much riding on it, you know, do you see any signs of doubt creeping into your squad?
I don't see that really, because maybe so many injuries maybe can be a thing. Because of the pressure, maybe when you have so many injuries over the whole season, maybe it's also a question of feeling unsure or feeling pressure. But what I can say, I see that they are high motivated, they look free for me, they play with fun and focused, and when you see the last few games, in many games we were on the same level, it was little things that decided the games against us. And also Stoke, it would be normal when you lose the game after the 1-1, because teams without belief and conviction, they will lose this game. But we didn't lose, and we came back, and we had the chances to win this game again. And that means, the boys and the team, they are high motivated, they are totally clear in the head, and they felt free also in Stoke. And so we stay positive, and we are looking forward to the game on Saturday, and we hope there is a day that change many things. Maybe we need the portion of luck. We needed the portion of luck many games before, but maybe on Saturday we worked so hard, and we earned we deserved the portion of luck, and we give our best on Saturday. So I am absolutely positive that we celebrate maybe a dirty win, 3 points, the way to and the style of play, I don't care.
Last one from me. As you say, Millwall, the opposition, who are renowned for their unity, their fighting spirit, is there a good chance it will come down to that it could be a scrap that will be won by who wants it more on the day?
Yeah, it's absolutely a strong game against Millwall, experienced team with tall players. They play many long balls. They defend compact as a team, so it needs patience and calm. And also for our supporters, we have to play a 2-0 when it's possible, and then I'm sure that we can score a goal. And we played well the last few games, and we didn't deserve the points, but now maybe Millwall is a stronger opponent, and we can win in a dirty way, and I would be fine with a dirty win.
Thank you very much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. We'll come to Stephen from We Are Terriers next.
Hi, Andre.
Hello.
Sorry to go back to injuries, but which body part is it for Jack Radoni, just for the record?
The leg.
This bit or that?
Yeah. Hamstring.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Is it a case now of sort of analysing him week to week and game to game?
Jack, do you have to, will it be just keep an eye on him, see if he gets better from there?
With Jack, yeah. Yeah, Jack told me maybe he is in 5 or 6 days back, so maybe we will see. We wait day per day, you're right, and now we should speak about the team can play on Saturday.
Okay, thank you. That's good to know. You've spoken before the Stoke game about the expected goals, you know, going in the right direction, and you spoke earlier about the chances you had against Stoke. What do the team need to do now to translate that into results?
We need goals. You know, when you create chances, and Stoke also created chances, but in the last few games we were always better in expected goals, and it was maybe just a little phase in the game where we're not good enough, and they scored too easily goals. So we have to try it again, and we came into this situation to score goals, and this is the first step, and this is really important, because when you don't have chances, you can never score a goal. And we had a lot of chances, so we need more focus and more concentration in finishing, and we can practice these things every day, but it's not the same in the training like on match day.
Is that a sort of a pressure thing, do you think?
No, pressure, maybe sometimes pressure, sometimes unluck, sometimes a question of quality. There are many things, and take the wrong decision. You cannot change this, and it's always the same, that you have to practice this in the training to give them a good feeling, because it's for sure when you score many goals in a row and you need not so many chances, then it's more easier to score. But when you work hard, I believe in that, and the strikers, they worked hard also now in the training, and then when you work hard, you deserve goals, and maybe on Saturday there's a day that all the players, all the strikers will score goals. I will hope this, but because they have the quality to score goals, and more the potential. So we will see.
Yeah, it must make you feel positive that you have had goals in recent weeks out of Danny Ward, Radinho Balka, Bojan Radulovic, and Reece Healy. I mean, is it a case of improving the service of those strikers and knowing that they're in the right form to put them away now?
Yeah, first it's good that we have strikers scored goals. Also, Delano scored against in the home West Brom. And it's important that you have the feeling to celebrate and the feeling to score a goal. And Reece was injured for a long time, Danny Ward also, and they are back, and we hope that we find the right decisions to bring all the players on the pitch, that they can show that they can score goals. And normally, especially Bojan now from the last game, or Reece, they are high motivated, and all the players are high motivated, but they feel sure to score a goal, and Danny Ward also, he was injured, but we know that he's an experienced player, and when we need him for some minutes, he will be dangerous, and so we have to bring them into the positions like in the last few games. And normally there is one day the situation changes when you work hard, and so we make pressure, and that Saturday is a day that we score enough goals to win.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Rodoni and Jonathan Hogg, they're both integral parts of the midfield, really, that, you know, they usually play every game. They're difficult players to replace, aren't they? Is it an opportunity now for some other players to make a case for themselves and make a name for themselves?
Yeah, we nominate some players from the B team, maybe also for the squad, because there are not so many players in defense or in the center of midfield. But when you observed David Kazumo or Alex Matos, they did it well in Stoke, and we have to speak about positive things. And they did it well, and they will start again when nothing happens until Saturday. You never know, they did it well. So I'm sure that we have good players in that positions, and then we have to take other decisions for Saturday, and that will be happen after tomorrow's training.
Isn't there even a chance there for someone like Tommy Appenda or Brahima Diarra, who we've not seen much of lately?
Brahima Diarra played yesterday in the B team. I watched the game because I'm interested also in the B team and to watch the young players. And you could see that he's also not fit because of having not so many games in the last few months. Kieran Phillips played B team. He did it well yesterday, but swollen knee over a long time because he had a lot of injuries. And I'm tired to speak always about injuries, to be honest. Yeah, but it's a situation like here, and it's also the truth. But we have now to accept and to find the best way to cross the line. So Tom Jopenda, he stayed in the squad, but there was also a little problem, and he couldn't play on the last Monday. So sometimes I don't know what happened here in the past, but now we forgot the past and forget the past and look only forward. And so I'm happy with Pat Jones. He did it well when he came in the home game, and he started the first time in his career as a starter and in a away game, and he did it well. And he had not so many good offensively moments, but he defended well, and it's never easy. But we have to also to take brave decisions, and you can be sure that I will always take brave decisions. And so I was happy with Pat, I was happy with Alex, young players, with Brody, and this is also the future style for the next season, and it should be also for Town to trust and to believe in young players. And we go this way. Now the situation is not easy, but we have no other choice, and I'm sure that the young players, they will do it really, really good. And and I'm totally sure with heart and passion and 100%.
Yeah, I think we've been aware of Pat Jones's potential for a long time, and unfortunately we've not been able to see a lot of him because of his injury record. But do you think he could be a key player for this side in these final few games now?
Yeah, he didn't play for a long time, and for young players, for me, and to develop and to improve young players is always the same. It's not necessary to start every game, to improve and to develop. Sometimes there are 30 minutes are enough, or a half time, and then maybe the next time as a starter. So he deserved to start because he did it well, absolutely well. And I mean, for sure, he's an option as a starter on Saturday. And when he doesn't start, then I expect that he comes from the bench and make it like the last home game, because now there's such a big chance for young player to stand on the pitch and to show their qualities, and you never know if there is another chance. So they have to take the chance, and I remember them in the training session every day. Yeah, to work hard and not to relax after one good game. No, to take the next step, work hard, make pressure on the experienced players that you are the right one for the starting 11. And when you do this every day and you don't stop to work hard, then you deserve also the lineups and maybe more money and more games and more good media.
Yeah, we noticed against Stoke it was a much more sort of disciplined performance. Was there an intentional change of approach that sort of helped bring that about? Is it more about sort of conserving energy for the right times in games and being more positionally solid rather than going 100 miles an hour all the time?
Yeah, for sure, but now we have to also accept that some experienced important players are not in the team, and so we have to keep it simple, and now we have to find a way. It's not really the style of my philosophy I want to play, but we have to take the right decisions for the squad at this moment. And to finish, sometimes it needs calm, and not to take the finisher too hectic, like we did maybe in the last few games. But we have for sure to win duels and to play with heart and passion and to give every game the best, and then we also have the quality to find some good automations and build up to create chances. We could see the last few games. This is also reason we are much better than maybe the whole season before to create chances. But then, we have to score. And for goals, you need maybe a little bit more sharpness. Yeah, and this is also a thing I speak about. We need more sharpness to score. And when I didn't score, then I can be. It's allowed to be angry, or as a mate, be angry and not laughing or smiling about a shot next to the goal. No, and this is also the next step: to be sharp to score a goal. And this is also I could see the last few days it changed over the last weeks. And now they understood, and I'm sure, that we have some good wins in the last six games.
Hopefully so. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Just Leon to finish with as well, Leon. Thank you.
Hello, Andre. I hope you're well.
Hello. Thanks.
You're wanting your players to show their leadership, their character, whether they are young, whether they are old. Don't feel sorry for themselves. Just, be positive. Try and stay positive. It's still six games.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not only a question of the experienced player. Every player can take the responsibility if they are young or if the players are experienced. So, for sure, everyone must be responsible for his position on the pitch. Has to work his to do his task, and when you have many players of leaders, then it's more easier. But you need also hard workers following the leaders, and we have a good mix. We have a good mix, and also on Saturday.
Does it remind you of any of your former jobs in Germany, this situation at the end of the season?
Oh, it's difficult to compare, and I don't want to compare because the past is over. But I can tell you, this year is my absolutely biggest challenge I had. I had never before such a difficult challenge. And this is for sure, yeah. But this is a good task, and it's also a good thing for me to improve and to learn a lot of little things I never heard before. But it's also good for me. And when we stay in the league and we achieve the goal, then we have done a really good job all together.
And your young players will really grow if they can get through this, and you can stay up. It will be a massive moment in their careers, for the young players especially.
I don't know. They have to understand and to learn about the situation, what is necessary. To live with pressure and to feel free, and but also to maybe to start from the beginning with high intensity, and don't wait too long, because sometimes there's a moment too late. So you always have to give your best, and when you always train hard and you give your best and you are fit and you believe in the things you do, then normally you have success. So this is a process to learn for all the young players, not to wait for a moment in half a year. Now start directly with every training session to give your best, and this is the best thing to improve.
For the fans, they are desperate for some hope with a win on Saturday. It would be huge for everybody, the fans, the players, everyone connected with the club.
Yeah, for sure. It's an important game. We need points. We have six games, and it's not a must-win game, yeah. Because must-win, we want to win. We want to win, and we need points. This is for sure. And but a must-win game means a final, and it's not a final because we have six games. So this is always the reason why I tell all the journalists there is not must-win game, because we have five more. So we have six games, but we need points, and we need points, especially in not in our home games, because we show that we can get points in away games. In the last four games, we had a one win, two draws, and just a defeat in Cardiff. We can get points, but we have home games with our supporters in our bag. Yeah, we can win. We had now three home games against the really, really good teams from the top of the table, and I'm totally respectful with Millwall and Birmingham and also Swansea, but they are not like Leeds. Yeah, or Coventry or West Brom, and so when we want to stay in the league, we have to win some of these games, and then it's possible to stay in the league.
Very best of luck, Andre. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.